The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Cotunarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're bringing the history-making episode 5 of season 5 of Total Divas. Will Nikki Bella make history? Will she be the longest-reigning Divas champion? Do we want to spoil it?
I'm on the edge of my seat. No, we should tell him. We should tell him. We should tell him right here. Right now. Wait, no. We gotta go. We gotta go break.
You know what? We'll tell you right after the break. So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
We
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back with our favorite Total Divas Season 5, Episode 5. And we're out at lunch with the three amigas. Paige is having a burger, Alicia's having a something, and Rose is chatting.
We're talking about whether if she's underwater and the baby's underwater, can they both breathe?
Rosa, if you're able to breathe underwater, then yes, the baby can breathe. If you're not able to breathe underwater, then no, the baby cannot breathe. And they're mocking Rosa.
I am the Divas Champion. Every champion fights. They never give up.
Nikki Bella.
Wow, she's quoting her husband, her boyfriend.
I was going to say, they're not married yet.
Yeah, it's Natty and people. Natty meets a fan.
She's meeting a fan. It's so sweet. She's signing his shirt.
Selfie time, and then he stares at her breast.
He grabbed her boob. And Natty's like, I'm all about giving back because she got felt up by a fan. Oh, God, Natty.
Oh, Natty.
You bless her. Just bless her. I know she means well, but bless. Now we see the girls backstage. Hey, it's a Becky Lynch.
I was going to say, there was a random Becky Lynch back there.
How did she get her hair to look like that?
I don't know. Now they're talking about the girl, the fan they met. Now they're talking about the kid.
Now Natty is feeling up Mandy.
Mm-hmm. Now Mandy's feeling up Natty.
Because this is what girls do. We feel each other's boobs.
That's what you do, yeah.
Because we're all completely secure like that.
Eva's going to eat, and...
And Mandy wants to train with Natty. They're trying to sync up schedules because Natty is crazy busy. And Natty wants to make sure she gets started on the right foot. She wants to help out, which Natty's being the good vet.
So we have Nikki in the ring, talking up her title reign.
This is before she cut her hair.
She's only, at this point, 14 days away from being the longest reigning Divas Champion. You notice they did not show AJ in that?
Yes.
Okay. They showed Beth Phoenix and Michelle McCool, but AJ Lee, no. It's just kind of interesting. Now we have the Bellatron countdown that we saw.
Oh, God, I remember this episode.
Now we're in somewhere.
I believe we're in Florida still. There's Rosa and Alicia, so we might be in Jacksonville or Tampa.
Paige, and there's Eva, and there's Mandy.
We're going out to lunch.
Again.
And they're throwing her a baby shower, and apparently you can't drink coffee when you're pregnant, which just made me never want to have kids, because I can't live without coffee in the mornings. I would probably murder somebody.
That is what Mandy just said.
Basically, Alicia's going to take care of her house, because, you know, they're having a baby shower, she's having people over, it can't look bad. So they're saying, showers are boring, let's have a party, which is the same thing.
Shower's just the name of the party.
And now Mandy's bouncing the red and gold idea. They're not impressed. They're all like, oh yeah, we've heard this before.
We're with Brie and Brie and Brian's. Nikki's hurting. She's stretching out. The mother shows up.
And basically, Nikki's using Daniel's therapy stuff to stretch her back out, stretch her ribs out.
They're talking how crazy the rack attack is. They're realizing it's doing damage to her spine.
Basically, they're telling her to stop using the rack attack because they're worried about her health. They're worried it's going to have some detrimental effects, which, well, as we all know, it did. And they're basically telling her to get it taken care of.
Talk about now the new rack attack is suffocating people with her cleavage. Okay, then.
All right! This murder is an appropriate move, y'all. No.
Well, that's a big-ass truck.
That is a jacked-up truck. Who the hell is driving that?
Alicia.
Whoever it is, they can't park where crap.
Alicia was. It's her truck. They're at the party shop.
Paige, ever the eloquent one, the one that needed to pee, is the one that's knocked up. Oh, God.
Paige set Rosa and her boyfriend up.
Okay! Go Paige! Play matchmaker there. They're gonna do an all-black baby shower.
Dark, but pink, but badass. Sort of like Halloween. Halloween for a princess.
Go to Hot Topic. She doesn't want it haunted, but...
They're gonna make it
They're
haunted.
Making it haunted. This is, I need to see how this turns out.
So
we're having a goth baby shower, y'all. This is gonna be amazing.
So we're training at the performance center. I saw Wild Bailey running around.
There's Bailey.
And Mandy.
Sarah Del Rey.
Nia Jax is back there. I think an evil sparkle fairy somewhere.
I see Dana Brooke. think I saw Sarah Lee, but we're seeing everybody train and go through the motions and work out.
They have a videographer, does Eva Marino, to document her life or something? Or
isn't it called Total Divas?
It's for social media. They have a videographer that will take... I don't know. It's so she can get likes on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So Jonathan is not the one who takes all the pictures. Some other dude.
So she has a personal hairstylist, and now she has a personal photographer?
Yeah, yeah.
How much money does she make?
Apparently Jonathan makes the big bucks.
Apparently! Damn!
We're out to lunch? Dinner? With Cena?
Linner. They're drinking. Oh god, they're having oysters. Ew!
Cena got more nice fitting suits in New York. All his suits did look really baggy all the time. Jesus! Did you hear that?
I think he's kidding.
No, he's not. Do you want to know why I know he's not kidding?
Why?
If you remember when he first started wrestling, how many pairs of boots and tights he bought? He bought like 100. So him buying 55 suits doesn't really shock me. Now we're Nikki's in pain. There's issues with her spine and neck. Time to move the microphone.
Thank goodness they're in a private area where nobody's going to bother them.
Right. So dinner ends abruptly because she's in pain.
Taking the shoes off might help.
So as we...
Go to break,
yeah. This is interesting, to say the least.
So we're having a haunted baby shower, which I kind of can't wait for it. Nikki Bella we're seeing the beginnings of her neck injury and the problems that she's facing, and we're going to get more into that. We have Natty being accidentally.
Accidentally on purpose being groped, yes.
And we find out Eva Marie has a, you know, there's just some people who are way more into this crap than I.
I mean, you don't want me to get you a personal videographer to document.
No. And I guess because I'm not into it. Like, I'm not as big into social media as I was when social media really kind of started to take off. I was super into it. And now I just generally, it's like, it's there and I use it for certain things and that's all I use it for. Like, it's not my life. So for me, it's, I don't understand the need, mainly because my job doesn't require that. I get for her job why it's super important, because, you know, obviously, the more popular you are on social media, the more you're being talked about, the company is going to notice that.
But here's the thing. Why can't you take your own damn picture?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the videographer. Still like...
Why do you have to why are you spending money on someone else to take a picture? Take your own damn pictures. They invented selfie sticks, apparently, for this reason. I don't get it. It's a waste of goddamn money.
Or, you know, if you're, hey, can you take this picture of me? Thanks.
Right? It's that simple, but no, we need to have personal videographers, to document our life, or my life, so I can post out pictures on Instagram and get all the likes I can possibly get. I mean...
You know, for me, okay, I can almost understand the hairstylist. Again, it's for her work.
And especially
she's got to look on point at all times.
Especially
for big events. You want to have somebody there that you know, that knows your hair. Because you do have to have a stylist that, you know, understands your hair. Because if you get somebody in there that's never dealt with it, that doesn't get what it's going to do, it could get really awkward. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. We all generally have that person we go to cut our hair, barber, hairstylist, whatever. We go back to that same person, guys, too. So it's, you know, I can almost wrap my head around the stylist. But it's like, to me, it seems like such a waste of money.
I want to see this videographer in action as we come back from break.
Same.
And apparently we actually are seeing it in action because there's a dude following them around.
Videographer's kind of hot. Oh, hey, look, it's Jonathan.
Watching them. He's directing the videographer. So they're lounging around, taking selfies, being photographed. What?
What is the point of this?
And Mandy gets dumped in the pool. They're models. This is what models do. I don't know. Oh, look who it is. Sheamus. Training with Nikki Bella. Sheamus and his dangly bits. Apparently Natty's showing up at Cena's gym, too.
Apparently Sheamus is single. Hear that, ladies? Sheamus is single, and he's selling his house. So Nikki's training for her big match.
Now he talks about how Nikki never shows weakness, and now that you can see that something's bothering her.
And now the trainer is telling Nikki she needs to go see somebody. You know, everybody's concerned about her neck, about the pain. You know, clearly it's bothering her. She needs to get it taken care of, which I agree. And now we're at SmackDown in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Hey, it's the Ziggles. And we're calling Natty the Cat Lady.
I didn't recognize him in the singlet, but there was a Ryback.
Yeah, there was a Ryback.
It was a vintage Ryback in the singlet. Old school.
You know, we have not seen any Wyatts yet.
No, we haven't.
And now we're backstage. We're setting off the pyro.
They're all complaining that they never said pyro. So the we have Team PCB and Team Ben all brawling.
And Bella's like, oh my god.
He's like, haunted? What? They're like, don't give her a haunted baby shower. Fox's like, it's our party. Okay, we're now Phoenix.
No words. I want to see the haunted baby shower. That's my final decision. Damn it. Now we're in the car with Nikki and Brie.
They're talking about how they yawn the same. Talking about yawning habits now.
And now they're talking about Nikki tying to be the longest reigning Divas champion and how crazy it is.
She knows, like, you know, if she goes past Monday as champion, she's in the history books. So now we're seeing Brian's physician. He's going to inject something that will relax the muscle in her neck.
Dude, I got a knot in my neck. I want to try that. Aha! Maybe not. Holy crap.
That's a needle.
That's a needle. That's a bit that. Holy crap. She's a person, not a pincushion.
And these are multiple stabbings.
On both sides.
She's explaining the schedule and the time off. He's keep going.
How many times is he going to stab her? Jesus.
That's about 8-9 times.
And now basically the doctor is telling her that she needs to take time off. She needs to relax. She needs to let her neck heal. Bree's like, I know how much this means to you, but maybe you should think about this. Your health matters more.
And Nikki's now saying, maybe I should take a break. Maybe I should.
You know, as we said with Brian, once your neck goes, that's the problem. We see Natty working out.
She's waiting for Mandy. Yeah, Mandy eventually shows up.
Natty's pissed.
Oh, Natty's not happy.
Natty's pissed. Natty is so pissed right now.
So instead of training, we're taking a selfie. Natty's just not happy.
Natty's gonna throw something. Maybe Mandy.
Natty's like to herself, maybe I should stop being nice. Natty's not happy. She storms out. So as we go to break, where do you want to begin?
Okay, I want to finish my last point from last break, which is I feel like Eva is. I don't know if they're saving money or not, but it just seems like a waste of money. But, okay, Natty has a point. You know, Natty's taking time out of her schedule to help train with Mandy. She's giving back to the rookies, which is important. Mandy shows up late. She's just gotten her hair done. And she doesn't seem that interested in getting the ring. She's sort of stalling. She doesn't know what shoes to wear. She wants to take selfies. And for Natty, it's like when you have one day. And at this point, TJ's at home in a neck brace. So it's like her one day at home with her husband. She's taking time out of that schedule to be with you, to work with you. Mm-hmm. And Natty, I think, lives over in Tampa. So Natty lives, I think, like an hour away from the Performance Center.
Maybe. I don't know.
Unless they relocated to Orlando, I'm not sure. But I know she was living in Tampa at one point. So she's potentially an hour away. So it's an hour there, an hour back, and then spending an hour there. So that's 3 hours out of her day gone, and you're just screwing around.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what's been going on here. Yeah.
So I can totally understand why Natty is upset. And, you know, the whole social media thing, the whole social media presence, again, I understand that is important for them, but your job label is professional wrestler.
Right, you're not model Mandy Rose, you're professional wrestler, sports entertainer Mandy Rose. It's great. And Eva Marie, too.
Eva's doing what she's doing because she's not. You can tell Eva's not in this for the long haul.
No, she's building a brand outside of it. She's building an all red brand, everything brand, and that's what she's doing. And I understand why. So it's the stuff Eva's doing is sort of rubbing off on Mandy, and it may be a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to do, if you want to use this as a stepping stone, go ahead. Plenty of other people have done it. It's not that big of a deal, but don't be imparting that on other girls because it's ultimately going to hurt the division because then it's going to take it back to what it was.
Yeah, and then we're back with the Mandy and Natty now. Mandy's like, I just asked for a quick selfie. I have like millions of followers.
Okay.
You're doing what I was about to do good.
Yes.
So Mandy is, you know, explaining it to Natty. She's a hard worker.
Okay, but saying it and showing it are two entirely different things.
Apparently she got into an accident or something with somebody's car or something. Okay. Natty's accepting the apology and we're gonna... Apparently 2 hours. 2 hours to drive. Now we're training in the ring. Go behinds. Takedowns. Headlock takedowns. And that's all the training we see. And now we see a plane flying to Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis. With Alicia and Rosa and Paige. Paige is gonna be on Conan. Apparently it's on the day of the baby shower.
That's awkward.
In LA. Now they gotta move the baby shower. And now Rosa's bringing up stuff about the baby shower.
And now Rosa's, saying I really want it to be in California.
Rosa wanted it in LA originally and no one was listening to her. Wait. Did Alicia just call her selfish? The mother to be selfish?
Yes.
There's more of the girls than there is Rosa.
She's pregnant!
And Rosa calls Alicia selfish. Cause, yeah. I never take Rosa's side on anything. I have to take her side in this one.
I'm taking Rosa's side on this, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's her shower. It's her baby. She should be able to have it where she wants. And it's not just about her wrestling friends. It's about her family. And if her family can get to LA, then that's where the shower should be. And maybe you should have talked to her about it first.
So we're with Nikki and Natty driving. And Nikki is talking about her high tolerance to pain and everything. And talk about the injury and stuff like that. Natty's like, don't give up. Power through it as best you can. Adjust your style. She wants this record. She wants to reign. She wants to be in the record book as the longest reigning Divas champion of all time. At this point.
Until somebody else breaks it.
Right, yeah. But still, again, for her, it's a big accomplishment. And realistically, it is a very big accomplishment what she did.
Oh, it's a huge accomplishment. Nobody is taking that away from her at all. I mean, it's like she's worked extremely hard to get where she is and to have that reign and to just to be able to do this. You know, 5 years ago, nobody would have thought she would have been able to.
No, we had the break now and it's sort of like...
By the way, just as an update, Mandy Rose has a total of 50,251 followers. Just a few shy of millions and millions.
Where does she have that on? Twitter?
Yes. Instagram...
Uh-huh.
She has 529,000 followers, so that's a little higher.
So, yeah, so 43 and what?
Let's see, 50,251.
Where do you have, I have a different one. I have a tough Amanda has 43,300.
I added her tough Amanda account and then her personal account.
She also has a Snapchat, who uses Snapchat. But yeah, she doesn't have a million of followers. Unless she has a Facebook page. Unless she has Facebook.
I'm not going to find out. Just...
Anyway. She has a website. Let's go to Facebook. Via her website. She has 48,000 likes on Facebook. So, she's cool. A little bit shy of a million. A little bit. These are the facts you get as we research during Total Divas.
As we sit here and talk about the show, we're looking people up on Twitter. But yeah, no, I'm taking Rosa's side on this. And part of this is Rosa's fault because Rosa's just kind of going along to get along. She doesn't really stand up for herself until it's too late. And now it's, okay, well, Alicia's bought everything and Alicia's planning the party. And now it's, oh, well, I want to have it in LA. So I understand.
Apparently she said she wanted it in LA originally, but...
Supposedly nobody listened to her. Which I get, but you know, it's at the same time, it's like, well... When they started talking about it, that's when you should have said, well, no, I want it in L.A. Like, you should have insisted from that until they understood this needs to happen in L.A., not Florida. You shouldn't have waited until, you know, everything's been bought to start saying, oh, well, now I want it in L.A. Because I could see Alicia's side of it. Like, I get Rose's side, and I take ultimately Rose's side, but I see Alicia's side, too. Because it's, well, I planned everything, and I bought everything, and now you're changing the venue. And now I'm out all of that time and the money.
Right.
Because you now want to move it. As we're back in Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Or Monday Night Raw. We see Natty backstage, and we see Rosa. I think a random Ziggler.
So now Rosa is talking to Manny about the whole situation we were just talking about, but with the location of the baby shower.
Why is Rosa traveling if she's pregnant?
Because early on she was doing backstage stuff for the website. So they were keeping her on the pay, keeping her active for a few weeks. I think it was only for like a month or so. She's mad. She's stewing and all this.
Okay, I take offense to the fact that there shouldn't be alcohol at a baby shower. Just because you're pregnant and can't drink doesn't mean the rest of us can. I had a very good time at my best friend's baby shower, thank you very much. I don't remember a lot of it, but I had a good time. Hey, it's Damien Sandow.
Hallelujah. She doesn't feel the pain she once did, thanks to the shot she took. Which means it's gonna wear off at some point.
Oh yeah, well it's like getting a cortisone shot, you know, it's great for a couple days and then it wears off and then you're like, oh yeah. But tonight's the night, so if it gets her through tonight, then that's what's important.
Correct, because she wants to tie the record and break the record. Because at this point, she's doing the title match against Charlotte. I had no idea what was going on there. Rose is looking for the girls. She finds the girls. Backstage and catering.
Hey, Summer.
Now she's saying, she's saying Rose is being rude. Wow. Oh my god.
Okay, crazy pregnant lady.
Wait, Ziggler's at this thing?
Renee's at this thing.
Okay, yeah. So, we have facts. We just spent a whole time talking about facts last break, right?
Yeah.
So that selfie taken 20 weeks ago, so that's what, 5 months ago, got 6,639 likes on Instagram. Was that worth it?
I guess. I don't know.
But I just had to go back and find the picture that was so worth taking.
Well, I mean, again, I get it. It's for your job, but I'm kind of with Natty. You know, it's worry about your moveset. Worry about your in-ring skill, worry about your in-ring persona, and the likes and the followers and everything like that will come because people will find you on social media because it's now integrated into our everyday lives. You know, it's like, yeah, you can work to build your own brand, but you have to build the skills to build your own brand. And right now, your skill set should be wrestling, so you should be more worried about learning how to wrestle than taking selfies and getting your hair done and that kind of thing. And when you have someone, like, this is just how I was raised. And I don't, you know, if she got in a car accident, she got in a car accident, and that sucks. You know, I don't think she should be wrestling after she just got in a car accident, but it's neither here nor there. But for me, it's, if somebody says, okay, well, I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to take time out of my day to come see you. One, I'm going to make sure I'm on time. Two, I'm going to make sure I have everything I need.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, yeah, that's true. Now, this is a totally different topic, but I read the tweet. So this may have been why Alicia Fox got fired as the wedding planner.
Aside from the fact that she bonked Edge?
Aside from the fact that she screwed Edge, yeah. She has awful planning skills. Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, back to that. It's like, yeah, focus on... If you focus on being a good wrestler, then people will actually know who you are, and then you'll get people, and then you can take all the pictures in the world. Build the reason why you're there.
I mean, Eva can kind of do what she's doing right now because she has built, she's building the skills right now, but she's also built the name recognition over time on Total Divas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's been on the show since all five seasons as we come back from break. And we see Fox and Paige. We'll get back into that in a second, but Paige is playing mediator right now because she's like, I don't like it when you guys fight.
Alicia's apologizing to Rosa. Hey, I'm on my period too. No, this
okay,
ain't period.
Okay, notice the guy that was sitting there ran like hell.
Yeah, yeah. Paige is like,
And Paige is trying to play mediator.
Well, that went smoothly.
It went swimmingly.
Yeah.
This is gonna be awkward.
Alright, it's record setting time. Charlotte versus Nikki. Bree's going to be her crutch out there just in case something happens. You know, you mean dressing the exact same way she's dressing? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you mean?
Because, you know, twin magic.
Twin magic. Except for the prosthesis.
Hey, Bree's working with what she's got, man. She's got them cinched up.
They're on display.
And now we're seeing the introductions. They're talking about how hard it is to get to this level of the division, let alone the company. Everybody's super proud of Nikki, as they should be. And now the match is underway.
They're brawling on the side of the ring. And we're going to watch all the hard falls Nikki takes on her back because of the injury here in a moment. Including the spear, which she took on her ass, which explains a lot. There's twin magic. Charlotte with the roll-up. One, two, three, Charlotte wins. The big celebration is on. Wait, no, look, it's not, it was not her, it was Brie. Look at, see, I'm pulling out the tissues. It was Brie. It was all Brie.
I still say that finish was BS, but...
Well, we now know why.
Yeah, we know why.
Anyway, so where do you want to go now?
I don't even know. I see both sides of the Alicia Rosa argument. I'm just going to stay out of it at this point because feelings are going to get hurt and then they're going to kiss and make up. As for Eva, what I was saying before, Eva's built her brand. She's used her Total Divas fame to build that brand. And she has been acquiring her wrestling skills on the side.
Right.
But, you know, for Eva, the intention is clear. She's using this as a stepping stone. She's probably not going to be in it long term. I would not be surprised if Eva's gone pretty much as soon as the show's over.
Possibly. By the way, Eva Marie, 661,000 followers on Twitter.
Just a little bit of a difference.
A little bit of a difference. Now let's go to the... But she doesn't even have a million. Let's go to Instagram. How many things does she have on Instagram? But continue your point.
It's like Eva has used her fame well. She's catapulted herself into the next realm. She's getting her name out in Hollywood. Her goal is to basically become the female Rock like Nikki, except Eva... I think Eva has a little bit more potential to get there, simply because it seems like Eva's a little bit better of a networker.
Eva has 2.8 million followers on Instagram.
A bit of a difference.
A bit of a difference, yes. Yes,
but that's
is.
Grown over the last however many years she's been around.
Oh yeah, without question. And she does a lot to promote it.
Yeah, she does. And part of it is the videographer, which, again, I don't get that. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You know, it's if that's what she wants to spend her money on, that's her call. I just feel like it could be put to better use, maybe.
It could be put to better use. It really could be. But, you know, some people want to spend money a certain way, and some people want to spend it a different way. She and Jonathan feel it's needed to capture moments on by someone else's camera, and Jonathan directs it. Because, you know, that's how things go. I guess.
Awkward.
I don't know. But yeah, it's just one of those things at this point. I don't know. It's a waste of money. Being a cheap Jew, I just don't see the point in it.
Well, and I think we don't live that life, so we don't have the understanding for it. And I think we've made that clear, is we don't do what they do.
No.
We don't have that need, so for us, it doesn't make sense. As we come back.
Yeah, I mean, the best we have is an intern, and the intern is slacking.
The intern's busy.
So we're going back to the ending, and it's like, oh no, look, it's just tissue and toilet paper. That's all it is. Here comes an H running to the ring. Dickie's like, we can win in a lot of different ways. Like, you can cheat to win. Instead of doing the rack attack, we did twin magic.
Or you could have just gotten another finishing move.
Shh. The rain continues. Nikki Bella. Longest reigning Divas champion in history.
And then she dropped it at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, once you're in the record books, you're in the record books.
I just still feel like that finish could have been better.
Could have.
You know, it's like, you know what? Okay, Nikki doesn't hit the rack attack, but she could have hit something else.
Could have just been a regular disqualification.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally deserved. But I just feel like the finish of that match took away from what it actually was.
Because they gave us the pop early. That's what happened. They gave us the pop. So you had to skip do the second pop, and the second pop is not as good as the first pop. That's why if you wanted to do cheat to win, you cheat to win with a DQ, not the false pop. But I get why they did it. Anyway, we're going out. Ziggler and the Bellas and everybody.
We're going to celebrate Nikki's victory. Well, like Bree's top.
So all the girls and Ziggler are out to celebrate the Bellabration. Like how all the girls and Ziggler.
He's an honorary diva.
Well, it is Dolph Ziggler. Okay, then. We're talking about breaking in the title.
Oh, we totally know Dolph did. He walked around naked in it for at least a week.
Awkward seating. Awkwardness. Speech time from Brie Bella. Cheers to women's wrestling.
Yay!
And Alicia has a sourpuss on her face. God.
Alicia, no.
She's been drinking and now she wants to talk.
Alicia, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
I'm scared. Really, really scared. Alicia's been drinking. This is not gonna be good.
Anytime alcohol is involved and there are high emotions, it's gonna get ugly.
as we're back, as Alicia's making a toast of some sort, she's like, I don't understand what it's like to be pregnant, but I do understand I have high, woman because I have high emotions, and they got the best of me today. She feels bad. She apologizes. Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank Jesus. Because I don't know who's going to separate the pregnant lady and Alicia.
Paige has tried.
Natty might have to. We need Mama Diva. Where is Trinity?
Rose is going to forgive because she's a good Christian woman.
Why not just be a good... Never mind. I'll be good.
Yeah. Oh, God. They're hazing Amanda. Apparently, Doff is the hottest guy.
Does that include NXT? Because I have arguments.
How long do you expect it to be here? She wants to put at least 10 years in. Would you rather be Divas Champion or have a spin-off reality show?
You notice who's not there, right?
Who?
Eva.
Yeah. Well, Eva wasn't on the road as much, if you remember that. She wasn't on the road.
Okay, don't be a wuss and drink a margarita out of a sippy straw. Drink the drink!
Well, apparently she picked Natty for something.
Platonic lesbian relationship?
Okay.
So, Mandy's getting respect, she's blending in next week... Oh my God, Bobby's an atheist, and he's meeting her mother for the first time.
She's 6 months pregnant, and now we're just meeting.
Oh, we're dealing with John's nose injury. Yes! Now we're getting into the good stuff, y'all. I just want Seth Rollins to be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please don't eat me. So, a not too eventful of...
This was more entertaining and eventful than last week's show.
I will agree with that. We had issues, but the three amigos kissed and made up.
Yeah, there was a lot more that went down on this one. We had the Nikki's serious neck injury talked about. We had the baby shower, and we had Mandy and her supposed millions of followers.
But yeah. You know, that's not the last we're going to hear about Nikki's neck injury. That's not, you know, the last we're going to see from Mandy. Kind of interesting that Eva Marie wasn't there.
Honestly, guess what? I think Mandy's fitting into the cast a lot better than Eva did.
Mandy is much more down home. She's much more humble. And that's not to say that Eva isn't, but Eva definitely does have an agenda. And I, you know, it's like this whole, oh yeah, you know, I'm totally cool and I just want to get along with everybody. You know, she's just one of those people that has drama that follows her in her wake. You can tell. She's a little high maintenance, just a little bit.
A little bit.
Whereas Mandy is not there yet, and I don't know if she ever would be. But yeah, Mandy, I think you could tell just from her general demeanor, has a interest in learning and being a part of the business and has a respect for the business that I think Eva did not initially have.
Correct.
So, and I think that's why she's fitting in with the cast better, is because she does have that respect for the business. Because I know there are several people at that table that if she did not have it, they wouldn't be dealing with her. Just saying. I think that does that for Total Divas. What do you think?
Yeah, it does. Thanks for everyone for listening. You can follow us on the social medias at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward, at Wild Talk Radio. That's all over Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Yeah, that's what you do. Check out the show Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, yourwork.net, RackRadioShow.com. Yeah, that's all the plugs I got. So wrap this thing up.
All right, well, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. This has been the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, Episode 5. We will see you next week with Episode 6. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!